Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation.
Welcome to Live the Promise. I'm Neil Stave. I'm sitting in for Susie Larson today, and I hope that if all that you have time to listen to is just the opening theme music, that you'll just hang on to that. Greater is he that is in me than is he that is in the world, and that's certainly going to fit in well with our conversation in the hour ahead. So glad to have you tuned in. You know, maybe you're in this category. You're worn out. You're overwhelmed by your never-ending to-do list. It's multitasking. It's taking care of family and friends. It's driving carpool, running errands, filling out paperwork, meeting deadlines at work. In today's do-it-all world, women are busier and more tired than ever, juggling the roles of mom, executive volunteer, student, wife, friend, and everything in between. And, you know, if you're tempted to get trapped in that busy cycle, know that we are actually created to find times of rest. And today, my guest is best-selling author Shanti Feldin. And she's going to talk to us today about her new 60-day devotional, Find Rest, a woman's devotional for lasting peace in a busy life. But before we get to our conversation with Shanti, I just want to mention again, say congratulations to those winners of our 6th Annual Faith Radio Writers Contest. I mentioned the winners yesterday, Laura Puckett, Tara Kranz, Patricia Kimley, Rebecca Beersford, Beth Dutton, Elizabeth Fry, and the winners all receiving registration to the Northwestern Christian Writers Conference, and they're guaranteed a one-on-one appointment with an acquisitions editor from Bethany House Baker Publishing Group at the conference. And I just want to remind you that even though maybe you didn't win the Writers Contest, you can still become part of the Writers Conference. It's coming up July 13th and 14th. It is an opportunity for you to be encouraged and strengthened and equipped in your writing abilities. Our keynote speaker, Sheila Walsh. There's breakout sessions. There's valuable one-on-one appointments, which are filling up fast with faculty members. So I want to encourage you to register now. NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. I've been talking a lot about it, but it's going to be an important time this summer. I want to encourage you, if you've been just dreaming, you've had an inkling, just to come and experience it and see what God does. The Northwestern Christian Writers Conference, NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com. All right, let me introduce today's guest, because I'm excited to have her back with us here on Faith Radio. Shanti Feldin's a popular speaker, best-selling author, groundbreaking social researcher. She has a master's degree from Harvard University, and Shanti's worked on Wall Street and Capitol Hill, and now she applies her analytical skills to helping people and relationships thrive. And she and her husband, Jeff, family live in Atlanta, and excited to talk about her new book, Find Rest, a woman's devotional for lasting peace in a busy life. Shanti, welcome back to Faith Radio.
It is great to be with you.
We love to start out this program talking scripture, and I know that it's always an opportunity for us to just hear how God's, you know, working in the lives of our guests. And so I'm wondering if there's maybe a verse or passage that God's been speaking to you these days about. What would that be, Shanti?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I'm constantly going back to Colossians 3 recently. It's been interesting because I've been doing all this research on kindness, and I've been doing a lot of research, which is, I know what we're going to be talking about today, on busyness and the causes of stress and our crazy life. And constantly, I'm drawn back to this passage. It's actually Colossians 3:12, where he says, "Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." And I get this image always, because I don't always feel like those things, especially in today's crazy world. But I just get this image of when you clothe yourself, it's like purposely putting something on over how you naturally look. And I know that, you know, our natural human tendency so often is I'm not always the most gentle. I'm not always the most kind. I'm not always the most patient with my kids, for example. But I can clothe myself with those things. It's just such a, it's to me, it's such an encouragement.
That whole chapter is just one we probably ought to commit to memory, if not reading it regularly.
I know, seriously. It's such a challenge. Yeah. It's like, you know, you've got this new nature, this new life, and all of us want to live like that. It just, we don't always. So that's why that's an encouragement. It's like we can decide to.
Well, let's talk about maybe even define the title first. What does it actually mean to find rest? Is rest even possible today?
You know, here's really the thing that was, it blew my mind as I started down this path quite a few years ago of, you know, actually since I'm a researcher, as you know, and I'm constantly looking into things and really for me wanting to find rest and wondering whether it was possible, I was really drawn to, you know that scripture in Matthew where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And I don't know about you, but for me, it almost feels like if I didn't know that he couldn't lie, that almost feels impossible. Hmm. Like, you know, it feels so improbable that could actually happen. And as I looked at what he said there, at his solution in the next line, it was suddenly like I saw something in a new way. You know how that's so awesome sometimes in scripture where it's just like you see something you've read 100 times and it opens up to you in a different way.
Yeah.
It's like the Holy Spirit says, look at this. Because I feel like we've all been told something that inadvertently is really discouraging about finding rest. I'm really busy, right, as a wife and a mom and a speaker and a researcher and, you know, I've got 2 teenage kids at home and I'm in the sandwich generation caring for elderly parents. And it's honestly, I get people telling me all the time things like, you just have to slow down. Mm. You know, you just need to slow down or you need to take time off. You need to take time for yourself. And listen, all of that could be true. I'm not saying that that's not true, but it inadvertently is a little discouraging because it feels like a solution for, you know, a short time. It doesn't necessarily feel like a slow life is a solution for a lifetime. And it doesn't seem feasible. And I look at the next passage where Jesus says that, and his solution when he says, you know, come to me and I will give you rest, what he says is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. And the imagery, his audience would have gotten that immediately, but we miss it in our modern culture. He's not saying you need to take time off. The imagery is a yoke is an implement or a tool to help a burden beast, like, plow a field in the heat of the day. Like, it's the imagery is you're out there working and you're sweating and you're plowing and you're doing your daily work. He doesn't say, here, let me take the yoke off of you and send you back to the barn to find rest. It's while you're in the middle of your busy life that you can find rest for your souls. So that, to me, when you ask about the definition, that, to me, is what it is. You can be busy. You can be doing your daily busy life, but you don't have to be stressed.
You almost want to just exhale, take a deep breath there, because I know you address it. You're talking about the yoke. I know you address that. There's part of it is maybe we're in this kind of not enough syndrome, right? For women especially, right? I mean, that we're trying to be something we weren't, we aren't properly fitted to be, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we found, and I should explain that as I was doing, as I was looking at what are the primary causes of stress for women and what are the solutions, I was looking essentially on 2 parallel tracks. I was looking at what scripture says, and I was also looking at what science says, because, you know, I'm a social scientist, and so, you know, that's a big thing for me. And it, as always, I love it when science backs up what scripture has said all along. And it was the case here as well, that we found that there were these specific things that we tend to overlook that tend to be very, very important in finding rest for our souls. Very, very crucial that both science and scripture talks about. And it's the same things that they talk about. And one of them is what you just mentioned, which is that so often we are living and trying to live in a way that we're not really designed for, that we're not really living in accordance with our design. And I'll give you sort of an example of what I mean. So it's like every created thing, if you think about it, every created thing has a purpose behind its creation, a reason why its creator made it, and it has design specs, right? Like yeah. ways it's designed to work and not designed to work. Like if I use my cell phone in the way it's designed to work, it'll generally work. If I dunk it in a bucket of water, it's going to break. And every created thing has that principle, and we do too as people. We have design specs that were built into us, ways that were, you know, crafted, particular talents and interests and things that just light us up and things that really stress us out and things that if we try to work that way too much, we're going to break down. We'll feel that sense of, ugh. And I was actually just, I was telling a women's group. I speak at a lot of women's groups. And just a couple weekends ago, I was in California. And I was talking, and it was like the fifth day in a row that I was in California, and I was talking to all these different groups, and I hadn't had a whole lot of sleep, and I was kind of, you know, it was one of those long nights and early mornings, but as I stood on stage at this women's group, where they had all of these, like, things that they had for sale, they had food, and they had jewelry, and they had stuff, it was like a market, it was like this cool environment. I stood on stage and I said, look, as I'm talking to you in the middle of this crazy trip, and I could be exhausted right now, but I am firing on all cylinders. I am loving this. I am not exhausted in the least. I am absolutely feeling energized because this is what I'm built for. This gives me life. But you asked me to bake those 3 dozen brownies back there on that table? Ugh. Like, I start, like, twitching, and it's like I love Pinterest, but it gives me hives because I can't decorate like that. And that's an example of something I'm not designed for. And I had a woman who came up to me afterwards who said, you know, it's like, for me, I love baking the brownies. I love going on Pinterest and creating, like, party favors, like the perfect little party favors with the twirly ribbons. But you asked me to get on stage, and it's so stressful. And if that's an example, is so often we're just living contrary to how we're designed.
Well, it's one of the key ways, the secrets to attaining true rest that we're talking about today. It's from Shanti Felden's new book, and it's a 60-day devotional. It's just the right length, the right time to dive in a little deeper and to find rest, as the title suggests, a woman's devotional for lasting peace in a busy life. And we'll look at some of the findings. It's not a research book, but there's a lot of research behind it, and you'll find it an encouraging resource. And by the way, we've got some copies to give away, which I know you're always excited about, because this is something that could really just maybe give you the fresh perspective that you needed today. So you want to be in on the drawing. We have 3 copies to give away, and actually I give away mine too because I don't know if I mean, I don't have time to read it. No, I actually, I read it and enjoyed it a lot, but happy to give it to you. So if you sign up, we'll do an email drawing. Go to livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. livethepromise@myfaithradio.com, and just to put in rest in the subject line, make sure you give us your contact information, address, and all that stuff, and we'll put you in the drawing for that. And we'll talk more with best-selling author and researcher and speaker Shanti Felden in just a moment on Live the Promise. Listening today and go, that is my life. I am just I'm not at rest, restless, and it's just life. And maybe it's just the season of life, or you know, maybe there's just understanding the secret to attaining true rest. We'll talk about it as we continue on our conversation with Shanti Feldin about her new devotional, 60-day devotional journey to find true rest, called Find Rest. Shanti, of course, a wife, a mom, a Harvard grad, former Wall Street analyst, social researcher, best-selling author, sought-after speaker. She's got a lot going on in her life, too, but I recommend any of her books, For Women Only, For Men Only, Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages, The Kindness Challenge. And Shanti, I know about that research that was from one of your recent books, The Kindness Challenge, maybe ties in with one of the keys to attaining true rest. You talk about shifting your perspective. And boy, we live in a time where there's a lot of cynicism and caustic life, social media especially. So let's talk about shifting your perspective.
Yeah, I think this is one of these secret weapons for us to really find the kind of rest that Jesus promised. And I think it's so easy to overlook that we so often are stressed and anxious because we're focusing on the things that are going to make us stressed and anxious. Yeah. And we don't realize it, and we certainly don't intend to, but it's just so easy to do. And I'll give you an example of this. So I was talking with this woman at one of my women's events recently, and she had been having a really difficult time with her marriage. In her marriage, she was really discouraged and very troubled because she felt like her husband took her for granted and sort of expected her to do all the chores. And you know, that was kind of her perspective anyway. And so, you know, she would watch him walk by the dishes piled high in the sink, and he would just walk on by. She's like, you know, you live in this house too. Like, it was frustrating to her, and it really started to become a thing. And you know that thing for us as women, especially every woman listening to this, knows that feeling that it's like nothing is right with the world until that is resolved, if you're having an issue in your marriage. And then she was actually really struck by this scripture, where, you know, the scripture in Philippians 4, where Paul says, rejoice, and I'm going to say it again, rejoice, like it's this command. And it's like, okay, at the time he was talking to the persecuted church, he was in prison at the time, and there really is this question of how do you rejoice in a prison? How do you rejoice in the midst of these really, really difficult circumstances of life or a troubling marriage, right? And the answer God gives is just a couple verses later, where he says, okay, here's the answer to that, is that you think on those things that are excellent, and you think on those things that are lovely and noble and worthy of praise, rather than where your brain wants to go, which is the things that are worthy of driving you crazy, because that's what your brain is going to naturally go to otherwise. And so she decided, she's like, you know what, I'm gonna do this. And that night she said, just for a couple of days, I'm going to not focus on the dishes in the sink. I'm not focus on these things that drive me crazy, and I'm going to look for the things to praise. So that night, he apparently, he came home from work a little bit early because she had a big meeting. And he came home from work early in order to take the kids to their soccer practices or something. And then when she got home, her big meeting hadn't gone well. And she was really upset. And she was describing how he listened and he comforted her and he strategized, okay, what do we want to do? What do you want to do when you go in tomorrow morning? And then the kids were squabbling, apparently, and she was on her last nerve, and she was about to snap at them. And he said, I got this, and he was very calm. He wasn't reactive. He handled it really well, very wisely. And she suddenly realized, like, just in the last few hours, I've seen that I have this wise, kind, listening, loving, comforting, generous husband, and I'm worried about the dishes in the darn sink. Like, no wonder I'm stressed. And that realization, it is so crucial for us to realize just how often every day we're allowing and sort of kind of nurturing our own stress by what we focus on. And that's one of the key reasons why God says, look at the things that are worthy of praise instead. You'll find them.
Shift your perspective. Good word from Shanti Feldin. The book, it's a 60-day devotional book called Find Rest. Shanti, we got a little about 3 minutes or so before our hard break, but you talk about being stressed and anxious. So one of the categories, one of the areas is have no fear. But, you know, it's tough for any of us. We think about a mom going through the day without feeling fearful. I mean, all it takes is a school shooting, and every mom is going, all
Absolutely.
Right, you know, this is, I can't get over this. So talk about having no fear.
You know, that's another, as you point out, that's another area of anxiety. Because let's just be candid. I mean, the most common scripture, the most common command from God is to be not afraid, to have no fear. And really, that's really what that means is don't worry. I mean, worry is just another word for fear, right? And especially for us as women, I'm sure you guys deal with this too, but especially for us as women, that is so hard. And I am, listen, you mentioned school shootings. I am not discounting. Today, there are many reasons that you might think of as legitimate for having fear. And yet, it's all about who are we going to choose to trust. And I'm not just trusting things like to keep our kids safe. I'm talking trust at a deeper level. Trust God's goodness. Trust God's plan. Trust that He is the creator of the universe. He has all things in His control. And that nothing that comes our way has somehow snuck in around His boundaries. And, I mean, it can be difficult. Like, for example, my son has epilepsy, my 15-year-old son. I am always on edge, and every mom knows this feeling of, like, the phone rings, and I see that it's the school calling, and I'm like, you know, I've got this tenseness. And yet God says, have no fear, don't worry. And what He's really saying is, in order for you to do that, you have to trust Me. And trust in My bigger plan and trust in My goodness.
Such good words. Just need to meditate on it a bit. Or better yet, why not pick up a copy of Shanti Feldin's new book, Find Rest, and spend 60 days, just a few minutes a day, just going through this wonderful women's devotional for some lasting peace in a busy life. Find Rest is the book we're referencing. We do have some copies to give away, too. So I know you're going to want to pick up a copy for a friend, but you can also sign up for one today. Do an email drawing. We got the 4 copies we'll give away. If you go to livethepromise@myfaithradio.com, just email livethepromise@myfaithradio.com, put rest in the subject line, give us your contact information, and you'll be in the drawing for this wonderful new resource from Shanti Feldin, of course, who's best-selling author and speaker. We so appreciate her. Books like For Women Only and For Men Only, The Kindness Challenge, Surprising Secrets of Highly Happy Marriages. And we're going to find some more secrets to attaining true rest coming up in the moments ahead with Shanti Feldin. So don't go away. You're listening to Live the Promise. I'm Neil Stave. I'm sitting in for Susie Larson this afternoon. Honored to have Shanti Feldin on with us. And there's more just ahead. Stay tuned. Time to be still, to know the Lord is God, as Psalm 46 talks about. Well, what does that look like day by day? We're getting some practical insights, some well-researched recommendations from Shanti Feldin. Shanti, among other things, is a social researcher. She has a degree from Harvard and has done research in a variety of places, worked in Wall Street Journal and Capitol Hill, and has written a number of best-selling books and is a popular speaker. And her new work is a 60-day women's devotional for lasting peace in a busy life. And doesn't that just sound appealing and inviting? It's called Find Rest. And Shanti's with us today, and we're talking about some of those secret things. We've mentioned a few things like, live according to your design. That's one of the categories, shift your perspective. We talked about that. Have no fear. There's another one, Shanti, you address throughout the book. It's called Create Life-Giving Relationships. And you know, as I was reading in those sections, I was thinking about, you know, your life experience. You're living in Atlanta now, but, you know, you lived in New York and other places on the East Coast. How does that impact, when you relocate, how does that impact your ability to create and sustain good relationships? I mean, I think there's maybe a cumulative effect of, you know, how do you find those life-giving relationships time after time?
Yeah, well, there's only one way to do it, and that is to view it like as essential as finding a place to live with a roof over your head. Like, you would never go into a new city and not say, okay, you know, am I going to rent an apartment? Am I going to, you know, live in a hotel for a while? Am I going to buy a house? Like, you're going to find a place to live. You're going to stay with a friend, like, whatever that is. And we don't realize that we are created for community. And I think we do sometimes realize that. We don't always act on it.
Yeah.
And we have to look for friends and look for those relationships that we can pour life into and can pour life into us just as much as we look for a roof over our head and a church to go to and the grocery store nearby. I mean, like, that is something that is not optional. And it is so, it's so much a casualty of our busyness today that we just don't really nurture those relationships as much as we really should. And there's probably a lot of women listening to this who know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm feeling this at this moment in my life too, because, you know, I was telling you before we went on air, my dad had a massive stroke a couple of months ago. And I am, you know, going back and forth to where my parents live in Virginia, and I'm still traveling and speaking, and my daughter is graduating from high school, and things are kind of busy right now. And so what's suffering? Well, you know what? What's suffering is my time with friends. And what's suffering is my ability to really have them pour into me and me to sort of share things with them. And so the other day, you know, we were actually at a graduation party for another friend of my daughter's. And I literally stood there for half an hour and talked to one of my friends, just monopolized her completely. And we just shared life and we caught up. And it was like water to me, to know that I had somebody I could talk to and that she would be praying for me. That is something that we minimize the importance of, and it's a huge thing that we're designed for.
I'm thinking maybe just, you know, husbands and, you know, boyfriends, too, just need to be sensitive to that, that's something. I mean, we all need that, but certainly that's an important need for a woman, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's huge for everybody. I think to some degree, you guys, it's a little harder, I think, even for you, because, you know, you all don't sit around and talk about your feelings as much as we as women do. But I've seen it in my husband. Like, I've seen that he needs to call a buddy every now and then and say, coffee? You know, lunch? Like, is there some time we can just hang? And that's crucial for him, and he has to be just as purposeful about it. But yeah, for all the men listening to this, be patient with your wife when she wants to stand in the lobby after church talking, because that is life to her.
That's good. You know, it's one thing.
There's women who are nudging their husbands right now, right?
That's right. Yes, yes. There'll be. I should mention that this program is posted online, and so you can listen to the podcast afterwards, and you know, pass it on to, you know, say your husband, for example, just as an option.
Yeah. Just an idea.
By the way, you know, it's one thing, an important thing to connect with friends, developing good relationships, but you do talk about connecting with God, too. And I know, I think we all feel like we need to do more of that. But I mean, some days, maybe sleeping in feels like a higher priority than doing a quiet time.
Yeah, and here's the thing that I think we often think of connecting with God as being something that we have to do that one time in the morning, and if we miss it, like, oh well, right? Like, it's just the day goes on without you. And the analogy that I use this in the devotional, actually, is that is going to cause stress, because it's almost like, you know, that stress that you get, that kind of tenseness you get when you see the battery level on your cell phone is dropped real low.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it starts going lower and lower, and you start going, like it was at 20%, and now it's at 15%, and you start getting tense because you're worried that you're going to run out of battery. And then there's that moment where you spot the wall charger across the room, and you go plug your phone in, and it's like this, like there's this feeling, it's this good feeling that comes as you see the battery creep up into the safe zone, so to speak. And that's really, honestly, a good analogy for us, only our source of energy isn't found in a wall plug. Yeah. Our source of energy really comes from plugging into God. And if we're off running around, we really have to. It doesn't matter whether it's first thing in the morning. I mean, it does, because that'll help set us up for the day. But if you miss it, that's not the only option. Like, really, we're supposed to be praying without ceasing. We're supposed to be looking at those moments when, you know, I'm sitting waiting to pick my son up in carpool line, and I'm scrolling through, a little devotional on my phone, or I'm listening to worship music. It doesn't have to be something that is just that morning quiet time, although that's awesome and that's good and that's important. But I think we often miss the importance of staying connected so that we don't have that stress of our battery running down.
Well, it gets to, I guess, back to one of the basics, and I think it's probably one of the first categories you address is about building only on rock. And, you know, when we start evaluating our life, and you know, maybe you have that time, too, as you think about even your father. I mean, you see the frailty of life, and you go, you know, what is really important? What is our solid foundation?
Yeah, Neil, that's a great example. It is, you know, when Jesus talked about the rock versus building on the rock versus building on the sand, and he was talking about when those storms of life come, and basically we kind of all know that they're going to come, and a lot of us feel like it's just one hurricane after another. Like it was like last hurricane season, it was one after another, and that stuff, there is no way around the fact that in this world, we are going to have those times of trouble. And if we're building on sand, so to speak, it's kind of the equivalent of following our, let's just say, our feelings, what feels good at the time. You know, I don't necessarily feel like always when I'm in the middle of a busy season, I don't feel like putting certain things in the right, you know, right priorities. Like I am a quick fix person by nature. And, you know, if I'm, for example, if I want to eat healthy, but I'm really busy, I mean, driving through McDonald's is probably what I'd be likely to do because it's a quick fix and it's sort of an easy thing. It's convenient. But you know what? That's kind of the equivalent of building on sand. When you build on rock, it's saying this is going to be a priority. This is going to be something I know is fixed and unmoving. It doesn't matter whether it's the most convenient thing, right? It doesn't matter whether it's kind of the equivalent of, no, I'm going to eat healthy no matter what, even though McDonald's is more convenient. The life version of that is, you know what? It's really not convenient right now for me to be going back and forth to Virginia to be with my father and to be with my mother. It wasn't convenient when he had the stroke for me to take 3 weeks off. I mean, with my deadlines and everything and speaking and having to cancel all this stuff, I mean, I think I even canceled on you guys. I was supposed to do a radio interview with you all during that three-week period. And it wasn't convenient, but it was the right thing to do. It was rock. It was saying, this is one of my most important relationships in my life. This is where I need to be investing my time right now. This is the most important. And knowing that God's going to honor that, and the storms will come, and the waves will rise, and the wind is going to crash against the house, and it's not going to be shaken.
This new devotional will help you face and reevaluate how life is going for you. Are you building on rock? Are you living according to your design? Are you, you know, creating life-giving relationships and more? These are some of the key areas of attaining true rest that we're talking about with Shanti Feldin. Shanti has written a new devotional. It's a 60-day devotional, especially for women, a 60-day devotional journey to find true rest. It's called Find Rest, and we've got some copies to give away. And we're going to invite you to sign up for the drawing via email. It's livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. Best-selling author, speaker, social researcher Shanti Feldin with us today. We're going to talk more in a few minutes. We'll talk about, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to say yes to everything that comes our way. What are some ways that we can maybe turn an opportunity down and create some boundaries for ourselves? So we got some more practical encouragement from Shanti Feldin in the moments ahead here on Live the Promise. Again, livethepromise@myfaithradio.com to enter in for the drawing for Find Rest. Things, but the key, right, is to fix our eyes on Jesus. We're talking about finding rest in peace in a busy life, and that is one of the keys that we build on rock, that we connect with God, we fix our eyes on Jesus. Shanti Feldin, best-selling author and researcher, and mom and wife and all that that goes into the package is talking with us today about this great new devotional. By the way, we'll open up the phone lines. We could take a call, maybe or two here, before we wrap up here in the next 10 minutes, 877-933-2484. Because you may have a question for Shanti, just looking for some help on how you find rest, 877-93-FAITH. Shanti, maybe just on a practical side, I mean, if we have a tendency to say yes, maybe too much. Are there some ways that we can say no? And I don't know, maybe you've never said that, so you can't really tell
us. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, hypothetically, what would it be like?
Hypothetically. Yeah, this is, hey, listen, this is a huge deal for us as women. And the first thing that we have to do in order to confront that, we have to take a deep breath, ladies, if you're listening to me, and we have to confront this very, very sneaky thing that's underneath that, which is that a lot of us feel better about ourselves when our calendar is full. We have this feeling like, oh, I'm so wanted. You know, like it's this feeling like, you know, I'm special. People are looking for me. People think I'm important. They want a piece of me. And it is almost this weird sense of, like, instead of, you know, getting my sense of satisfaction in, you know, whatever people sometimes look for satisfaction in, money, right, or fame or accolades or eating to feel better, I'm looking to a busy schedule. It makes me feel better about myself. And that is so common today, and it is so sneaky, and it is so damaging, because it really is buying in to this idea that all of us as modern women have heard, and it's a lie, and it's this idea that we can have it all. And we have been told over and over that to be a modern woman means to have it all, and that we're supposed to be able to have it all and do it all and be it all at the same time. And we weren't designed for that. And it's kind of like living according to our design, like we were talking earlier. If we're not designed for that and we try, something's going to suffer for it. Like, it may be us that suffer. It may be our family. It may be the purpose that God has for our life that suffers. But it, by definition, if we try and we're not designed for it, we're not going to do anything well. Like, we say yes to everything at work, and we try to be a great wife, and we try to be a great mom, and we try to do all these other things. Something's going to suffer. And I have a great quote. I don't want to, if you've got people on the line, I don't want to, like,
no, that's fine. Go ahead. Point. Yeah.
But there was a great comment that just jumped out at me a number of years ago. One of my books, when I released The Male Factor, which was my sort of corporate workplace book, I released it on the Today Show, and Meredith Vieira was the one that interviewed me. And she's this amazing, very professional woman. I really, really appreciated her. And a lot of people don't remember that, you know, before the Today Show, she was on The View, and before that, she was on 60 Minutes. She was one of the main correspondents, one of the main female correspondents, certainly on 60 Minutes. And she had had to make a decision on 60 Minutes. Her children were young, and she felt like she was traveling too much. And so she went to the producer and said, you know, I can't travel this much, really. Like, I'm in the season of life with young children, so I need to kind of cut back. And I know that that means other people will get certain assignments, but, you know, I just need to cut back. And the producer said, I'm sorry, this is the job. Like, either you travel to all these war zones, you've completely gone every month, all the time, or you leave. And she said, okay, fine, I'll leave. I mean, and think about that for us as women, giving up this incredible opportunity. I mean, what courage that took. And years later, I saw this quote where Time magazine was interviewing her for this series on successful superwomen. And they said, what do you say to women who want to have it all? And they were expecting, rah, rah, you go, girl, right? And she said, I hate that expression. And she said, when I left 60 Minutes to focus on my family, I had women who came up to me very angry and said, you were proof that you could have it all. How dare you leave? And she said, I thought that was ridiculous that I would lie to myself to create a lie for everybody else. And here's the thing that just hit me. She said, you have to prioritize. She said, if you can fit in a job and kids and a husband and volunteer activities and all these other things and be comfortable with it, great. But at that point, I realized I couldn't do it and give my husband and kids what they needed. And I listened to those words from Meredith Vieira, who's somebody, you know, we all view her as this, like, have-it-all superwoman, and realized, you know, the idea today we're striving for as modern women is a myth. We're designed with seasons of life. We're designed to have to make choices. And that is hard for us.
Yeah. There's one other. So we set aside Superwoman. There's one other that one of the keys that you address is walk in obedience. And I wonder if you can just say more about that, you know, how we balance that, too, because, you know, God sometimes is going to call us to stretch us and move us outside of our comfort zone.
Yeah. And God will move us outside our comfort zone. And that's really the key is if you're walking in a place of obedience, it could be walking in a calling that you feel like, for example, you feel called to be a speaker, right? And you just feel this sense that this is something you are supposed to do, and you haven't done it, and there might be some discomfort coming with that, but you find that once you step into that, it just flows, because you're being obedient to something God has called you to do. It could be, though, that what you're being called to walk in is much more basic. It could be that the stress that we're facing in our life is because we're being disobedient to something that God has asked us not to do, or we're living in some way that He has said over and over, this is not my best for you, sweetheart. Like, this is not my best for you, daughter. You're a daughter of the King. Don't settle. Don't live in this particular way I've asked you not to live. And so the stress and the difficulty sometimes that comes into our life is something that God has allowed to try to wake us up and sort of turn us back to Him. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't get a get out of jail free card with no consequences. Like, there really are sometimes consequences that come from living in a broken world and making broken choices. But once you sort of step out, live in transparency, live in the light, walk in obedience, it just feels so much better. And that's where it feels so much more at rest.
Shanti, let me jump in. We got Pat on. I think she just dropped off here. We're just going to talk about, you know, putting on a facade here. We're going to put on a had to go, but maybe just talk a little bit about that, because maybe that's one of the challenges, too, that it's not being who we really are, right? That facade is pretty easy to put on.
Yes. Listen, this is all, to me, that is all part of living according to your design, is how you are designed. You specifically. I love that verse that says we're God's workmanship and we're created in Christ Jesus to do really specific good works he prepared for us to do. And that could apply to anything. It could be apply to, you know, being the person that God has called us to be rather than the person we think social media wants to see. And also to be the person that we are even when things are difficult. And we do need to reach out to one of those life-giving relationships with all of our hurts rather than, you know, happy, happy picture. Like, I've got the white picket fence thing, smiley, smiley going on when inside I'm hurting. I need a friend. I need to be transparent about the fact that, you know, my son, I caught my son looking at pornography or whatever. Like, don't hide from that. You know, that is something that God is, this is a thing that you're walking through. God will walk through you with that. Walk through that with you, but often he's put people in your path in order to be his hands and feet, and you have to be honest and transparent and not have that facade, and that's his answer for you to find rest in that.
It's got a couple of minutes. I'm going to ask you to pray in a moment. Just curious on what it was like to write a devotional, you know, after writing a lot of really heavily research-based books. How was this different?
Oh, it was such a blessing for me because I have to sort of confess this, Neil, that if it had been up to me, this was presented to me as the idea of we'd really love you to write a devotional. Is there a topic that's been on your heart? And this instantly, this is something I've been thinking of for a long time, this topic, because I'd done research on it. And I realized, you know what, God, you are so good. Because that if it had been up to me, I would have probably written some big, thick nonfiction book on the causes of stress and how to combat it on finding rest. And this, it would have been overwhelming. And this big, overwhelming, thick book on finding rest would have been a little counterproductive. Yeah. And instead, because it came to me as the opportunity was a devotional, and suddenly I realized, you know what, God, this is perfect because it's these little bite-sized bits of truth, this little bit of oxygen every day, where it soaks in. It's not hard work. It's just, it's a little truth and then a little application, like, how does that apply to me? And then the next day, it's something different. And it just sort of soaks in without you feeling like, oh, I'm having to work at this. And suddenly, you go further and further along the journey, and you look back and you realize, like, my mind is completely changed without me feeling like it's this hard work.
Well, Shanti, would you, just a minute left the show, would you close us in prayer today and for those of us that need to find rest and find peace?
Yeah. Lord, I do come before you on behalf of all of my sisters and my brothers who've been listening to this. This world is so stressed and busy, and yet you do say that even though in this world that we'll have trouble, you say, I will give you rest. And Lord, we trust you that that is real, that that promise is true. And so I pray that every person listening to this would have that vision, that they can reach out for that, that they can plug into you, that they can really cling to those life-giving relationships that you have for them, that they can live according to how they're designed. Lord, we pray that you would help all of us step into this new realization and this new place of peace and rest so that we can minister that to others. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, it's been a life-giving hour, thanks to our guest, Shanti Feldin. Shanti, you're such a blessing to me and to, I know, our listeners. I'm grateful that you could carve out some time today, and I hope that you can find rest, too, in the days ahead.
Thanks. Yeah, that's something that I'm trying to be very mindful of these days.
Well, we look forward to connecting with you again down the road. Blessings to you. Shanti Feldin, a best-selling author, a speaker, her new book called Find Rest, A Woman's Devotional for Lasting Peace in a Busy Life. And we do, again, some copies to give away. You can email to be in the drawing, livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. livethepromise@myfaithradio.com. You put rest in the subject line, give us your contact information, and we'll put you in the drawing for that, a wonderful resource. And there's more to come. Hour two of Live the Promise is just ahead, so stick around for that great insight and more on today's show.
Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.